With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran announced a temporary closure of the strategic Strait of Hormuz for live fire military drills as its negotiators held another round of indirect talks with the U.S. in Geneva over its disputed nuclear program. President Trump sounds cautiously optimistic about the talks.
We've been hearing this message from him for some time, that he believes that Iran wants to make a deal, although it is far from clear what a framework would look like for a deal to be agreed, given the complexity of the issues. But the president said, and he didn't elaborate, that he would be indirectly involved in the talks with tough, as he put it, Iranian negotiators, the second round of talks in Switzerland. He said that they were very important and that, crucially, he didn't think Iran wanted the consequences of not making a deal.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. Three people, including the gunman, are dead following an apparent domestic murder-suicide at a Rhode Island ice rink. Three others hospitalized in critical condition. Pawtucket resident Kevin Hernandez says it's especially upsetting given December's mass shooting at Brown University.
I see this arena when I pass school every day, but my immediate reaction is just heartbreak. It's so devastating, you know, to hear about something so similar happened 2 months ago over at Brown and now some place that I pass by every day.
He spoke with WJAR-TV. California is being hit by a powerful winter storm. It has brought thunderstorms along with strong winds and heavy snow in the mountains. Flash flood warning is posted for L.A. County. His family says the Reverend Jesse Jackson died this morning. He was 84. On Wall Street, the Dow 20 points higher. This is SRN News. More bad news about America's young adults.
We already know they are less inclined to get married and are having fewer kids, so perhaps it should come as no surprise that they are dating less. A new poll released by the Institute for Family Studies finds that well over two-thirds of young adults rarely or never go on a date. The primary reason is money. Most of them don't have enough. But there's also been a rapid rise in social anxiety and an obsession with what the digital world can offer. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York politicians have defiantly raised a rainbow flag at the Stonewall National Monument amid a boisterous cheering crowd after the Trump administration removed the symbol of gay pride from the LGBT landmark. The Park Service quickly took the flag down again, and the Interior Department dismissed the incident as a political stunt, criticizing the city's Democratic leadership. The Park Service has said it's complying with federal guidance on flags. This is SRN News. One Southeast Asian nation faces a big challenge and has come up with a rather unconventional way of dealing with it.
Thailand is using a birth control vaccine on elephants, trying to stop a problem where the massive creatures clash with humans while searching for food. Wild elephants killed 30 people last year in Thailand. Veterinarians tested the vaccine on domesticated elephants for 2 years before giving the shots to three wild elephants. That vaccine blocks pregnancy for about 7 years. Jason Walker reporting.
All across Asia and beyond, people have been celebrating the Lunar New Year with prayer, fireworks, and street festivals for the Year of the Horse. There have been big celebrations in Vietnam, as well as in Moscow and on Taiwan, among other places. More details at SRNNews.com.